For this six-part series on the love that comes from God our Father, we will be looking at the following verses. These form the Christian foundation of divine love upon which the Christian life stands. You are loved by Jesus. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. John chapter 15 verse 9. Loved by the Father. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3 verse 16. Loved through the Spirit. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. No greater love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John chapter 15 verse 13. God is love, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16. No separation from love, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8 verse 39. Loved through the Spirit. Commentary by Albert Barnes found in ES Word Bible Software. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, that is, this hope will not disappoint, or deceive. When we hope for an object which we do not obtain, we are conscious of disappointment, perhaps sometimes of a feeling of shame. But the apostle says that the Christian hope is such that it will be fulfilled, it will not disappoint, what we hope for we shall certainly obtain. See PHP 120. The expression used here is probably taken from Psalm chapter 22 verses 4-5. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded, ashamed. Because the love of God, love toward God, there is produced an abundant, an overflowing love to God, is shed abroad, is diffused, is poured out, is abundantly produced ekakaitai ekachutai. This word is properly applied to water, or to any other liquid that is poured out, or diffused. It is used also to denote imparting, or communicating freely or abundantly, and is thus expressive of the influence of the Holy Spirit poured down, or abundantly imparted to people. Act 10:45. Here it means that love toward God is copiously or abundantly given to a Christian. His heart is conscious of high and abundant love to God, and by this he is sustained in his afflictions. By the Holy Ghost, it is produced by the influence of the Holy Spirit. All Christian graces are traced to his influence. Gal 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, etc. Which is given unto us, which Spirit is given or imparted to us. The Holy Spirit is thus represented as dwelling in the hearts of believers. 1 Cor 6:19, 1 Cor 3:16, 2 Cor 6:16. In all these places it is meant that Christians are under his sanctifying influence, that he produces in their hearts the Christian graces, and fills their minds with peace, and love, and joy. ESWORD Bible Software Free Downloads. Desktop PC. Download from this page Apple iPhone $3.99 Android,